This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Prosecutors continue to lay out their case in Boulder for the trial of the man accused of killing 10 people inside a grocery store in 2021. CPR's Allison Cherry.
An FBI special agent testified on Thursday that they found not only a number of weapons inside the house of the alleged gunman, but also bomb-making materials. The man apparently had hydrochloric acid and large amounts of acetone shipped to his house and was storing it in his bedroom. Other witnesses also testified, including a pharmacy technician who was working at the store and hiding during the shooting, and heard the man yell to police after getting shot in the leg during a firefight that he wanted to surrender. The trial is expected to continue for another couple weeks. I'm Allison Cherry, CPR News.
The State Board of Education has voted to temporarily lower the passing score on high school math tests. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
There are many ways students can meet graduation requirements, but a certain score on the math SAT test is one. Test scores fell significantly this year, putting nearly 3,500 Colorado students in jeopardy of not meeting graduation requirements. But it was the first time students took the test on computers, and what was tested changed as well. Board member Steve Durham said data show test scores dropped across the country.
The most likely reason for the differential in the outcome is due to a change in the test rather than a change in student performance.
The board voted to lower the minimum passing score for 2 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's warm and breezy in Denver. A red flag warning expires at 8. This is CPR News.